Brand new sound we bringing to you. Try to make y'all go crazy. It's only right. All right, let's get to it. Do you want a sponsor? Hey.
Hey. OC, my brother. It's been a long time, and we've done so much, man. So much live TV, so many events. I didn't sleep last night.
Really?
I was so excited to get back and do our podcast that your boy did not properly sleep last night.
That's amazing, man. But doesn't it feel good, Jay Bell? Doesn't it feel good right now to be around? We got our boy Simon back in the building, having conversations with Simon. I mean, this is amazing, Jay Bell.
It just feels right.
Feels right.
It feels like the season of hope, OC.
Season of hope.
Hope is in the air. You know, I'm in a hotel room. I'm out here in Huddersfield. I don't know if you've ever been here before. Lovely people. I was at an event last night. So many people coming up to me, taking pictures and going, hey, man, just tell my man OC, I said, what's up, man? Give OC a hug, man. Just love OC. So much love, so much hope. And the hope is real because we got our pod back, my brother.
Oh, man. Yes, we do. Once again, the Jay Bell and OC podcast coming at you live and direct. Now, hold on now, Jay Bell. Hold on. You know when that Jason and OC podcast come back, all kinds of foolishness start to come up. And nobody knows what we're going to get into, man. So just buckle up, be prepared, because it's going to be a fun ride.
OC, tell these people there is no script ever. We come on and we go with the flow. We have things that we want to talk about. This is what we would do off camera or not be recorded, the conversations we would have. But we got to have a format. We got to give them a little bit of the format. So I got an idea.
Did the people tell you they wanted a format? Because we have to give the people what they want. Did the people say they wanted a format? They want a format?
No, they didn't say they want a format. It's not.
So we're not giving them what they want, basically.
No, it's a time format. It's not a
Okay.
It's like, hey, you're gonna get into this battle, and this is how long you're gonna be locked in. Does that make sense?
I got you.
Okay, check this out. Tell me if you think this is good. All right. There are two numbers that are very significant to us. 33 for me, 72 for you. That's you know it. I'm on the Peloton and I'm really pushing it, I go to 72.
Ooh. You put on the resistance, 72? Yes.
Resistance is 72. My warm-up is 3-3.
Yeah.
Get to the highest level, I'm on 72.
Yeah. Can I tell you something crazy?
Tell me.
A lot of people don't know this, but I recently just had another surgery, right?
Yep.
And I got on the Peloton this morning, and my lowest was 80. So I start at 80, J-Bell. I start.
You're serious? Oh my, who are you?
I started 80. Your eyes are 72. I started 80.
Bro, I'm pushing at 72.
A week off of surgery, Jim.
I'm so weak. I'm so weak.
Bro, you just made my whole day.
Oh gosh. I'm trying to set the stage. And I embarrassed myself.
My bad. Go ahead, bro.
This is why the season of hope is real, my brother. Okay. Mm. Now that we established that my end point is 70 and it's your beginning is 80. We are going to do it like this. We're going to go for 33 minutes.
Yep. Okay?
We have to. We got to put some parameters on this, brother.
Okay.
Lock in with us for 33 minutes. And now I know this makes sense because there's only 60 seconds in a minute, but we're going for 72 seconds to close.
Okay, so start with 33.
Yep.
At 72 to close.
Yeah, at 33 we stop, and then you got 72 seconds for my man, Ostradamus, to close out.
I love it, J-Bell. I'm so excited about it. Let's get it cracking, man.
Let's get it popping, man. So first of all, it's great to be back. And everybody, let's go on this journey together. We're going to be in your feed once a week. Try to get it out maybe Thursday. Sounds like, record, get it out Thursday. We'll see how much Simon wants to work. And obviously hit us on socials for anything you want us to talk about, anything like that. This is interactive. You know how we're flowing and going. But right now, let's start it off, man. And like I said, seasons are changing.
I don't know. I got a problem with that, J-Bell,
Tell me.
because I love the UK. I love it out here, but this weather, somebody's got to do something about this weather, man. Somebody's got to do something about this weather, dog.
Brutal.
I don't understand. I don't understand. One minute it's hot, the next minute it is literally freezing cold. I come outside today, to take my kids to school. I got my little sweater on. I run back in the house immediately. I'm like, what the? Yo, what is this, man? And you would think that after being here for so long, we would know better, but no, it's so unexpected, Jay.
I'm not built for it, man. It doesn't matter. And you're right. The school run is where you see the chaos, right? These kids are tough, though. These kids are on another level, brother. They'll get out there. You're like, you should be freezing, but they don't care. You know what it is? After Super Bowl, I feel like the weather should just change. I'm like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Let's bounce back. But you're right, man. But you know, when it gets about 4 or 5 days of heat, people just shut it down out here. They lose
That
it.
is true.
They
That
lose
is true.
their
That
mind,
is true.
man.
Can you imagine the UK with like great weather all year round? Like, can you imagine that?
Man.
Nobody would want to leave. Like, it would be incredible. Absolutely incredible, man. But you
People
can't
would
have
be,
everything.
yeah, can't have everything, man. So, but we're here and we're not going anywhere.
No, not at
That
all.
picture, what are you drinking and what is that cup? It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's a little coffee, but it's in a metal cup to keep it, hot. You know what I mean? Because I got to keep my insides nice and warm nowadays, man. Because as you can see when you look at my face, I leaned out a little bit, J-Bell. I leaned out a little bit, so I get cold really, really easy. You know what I mean? So I got to make sure that I'm always warm. I'm always hot. And the other day, as I was walking down the street, a lady stopped me. She was like, "Hey, are you a supermodel?"
Why did you point like that?
J-Bell, I said, "What?" She was like, "Are you a supermodel?" I was like, "Actually, I am." Yo, being slimmer is a completely different situation, dog. I
Man,
didn't even know.
how
You
does
just
your
go. You could just go buy clothes. You
you
know,
let's go. How do your joints feel?
a lot better.
Really?
Definitely a lot better, man. And so I have like I would say maybe I've lost about 25, 30 pounds, and I don't know if I want to get back up to like 230 something where I was before.
Right.
I think maybe I'll probably go to like 215, but the thing is I'm at like 202 pounds right now,
Jeez.
so I have 13 pounds of just pure bliss and enjoyment.
You gonna
J
put
Bell,
it?
J Bell, 13 pounds of just pure chaos. And I'm so excited about this 13-pound journey that I'm about to go on to gain this weight.
15-pound journey.
Bro, I love to eat.
Yes.
I cannot wait to get it on, man. I can't wait to get all our dinners and everything going on.
I want to talk about something because I love the game of football. Okay. There's a dinging out here. And I don't know what it is. But you know, like when a church clock or something's supposed to ring, it's supposed to be at the hour. But it feels like it happens every 15 minutes out here. Like I don't know what's happening in this side of the country, but I just
And
want
harder still.
I don't, Simon might have some intel on us for that of what happened back in the day, but
What are
that's
you doing in harder still, by the way? Like,
I'm
what's
at
going on?
a Hickory barbecue. We go around, me, Phoebe, and Neil, and we do these appearances at all their little barbecue spots. You would love it. The food is
Barbecue.
spectacular. They'll have a crowd of people, avid NFL fans, and we sit up there and we just vibe.
They bring out food. Like, is the food free or like what's going on with
I
that?
mean,
They
it's
give it
free
to you
for
for free.
me.
For you, I got you. I got
It'd
you.
be free for you too. Yeah, no, it's good. I had some tacos last night. Spectacular. Came home with some wings, extra crispy. I mean, I
Oh
feel
my
like I'm on your
gosh.
15-pound journey, my brother.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that for you,
I
J
love it.
Bell.
At this time of the year, I just want you to bring people in and let's just have this discussion on free agency, right? Big contracts, big money. thrown around. We talked about it the other day, man. These numbers are out of control, which is
Yeah.
good because revenue has went up. But as a fan, I love it because as soon as the season's over, doesn't matter what happened, by the moves your team make, it gives you hope.
Yeah.
And I'm a believer in hope.
So free agency is a wonderful thing for a lot of reasons, obviously. I think when you go into the off season, you decide, okay, everybody has the same amount of money to spend. Salary cap, everybody can spend what they need to spend to bring in different players. So in a particular time, you're like, okay, we're going to spend this money. We're going to bring in this player. We're going to pay our own players. We're going to keep this guy here. We're going to do all these different things. And you never really know how everything's going to shake out. But I will say this, the amount of money being thrown out there to some of these people is absolutely mind-boggling, J Bell. Absolutely mind-boggling. People are getting paid 30, 40, $50 million like it's absolutely nothing. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve the money. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have this money, but golly, like, really?
The growth of the game, brother. The growth of the game. Especially think of a guy like you and what you did and your production. I mean, what? You'd be at 45 right now? No doubt.
Bro, in 1 year you'd be making more than you made in your whole career. But there's a caveat to that,
Tell me.
and we spoke about this. At the point in time where I was playing and we were playing, the contracts that we signed, there were great players before us who would look at our contracts and be like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" Lawrence Taylor, probably the greatest defensive player of our generation, would look at my contract and be like, "They paid him that? What is this? What kind of nonsense is it?"
I
You
can't
understand what
even
I'm trying
look
to
him in
say?
the eye.
It's crazy. So we just have to be appreciative for the time that we had, be appreciative for the things that we got. But to think of where this is going to be in the next 5 years is, to me, is you're, the players. There's some people are going to be making $100 million a year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is what we love, and this is why even being a part of the international game, the international part of that is a key component, right? Especially the revenue going up with with the extra games being played and things like that. I will say when I was looking at the teams, early on, you and I, we don't really dive into it until post-draft. What does it actually look like? How
Exactly.
does it fit? We've always been people that kind of move like that and evaluate the teams like that. I will say this. Man, the Rams got better. Look at the Rams and getting Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson. That's the one thing. They're a step on the doorsteps of the Super Bowl. But the one weakness was the secondary, and they got it done. And I look at that and I think of Sean McVay. I think of that team and I'm like, you know what? They're all in. They got their quarterback back. They're gonna swing the bat for this one.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. They're always going to be heavy in free agency. They don't mind swinging. They don't mind doing all those type of things, man. So shout out to the Rams. I like what Minnesota did with
Let's
Kyler Murray.
talk about that. Let's
I
talk
like that.
about that.
I like that. I like that because, when you talk about J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback that they had there, jury was still out on him. You think about what they did, letting Sam Darnold go. He goes to the Seattle Seahawks. He wins a Super Bowl, has a fantastic year. We know the quarterback coach or the head coach, McConnell, is it O'Connell? O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell, yeah.
We know what he's been able to do with the quarterbacks that he's had there. Really, his only miss so far has been J.J. McCarthy. You bring in a talent like Kyler Murray, who undeniably is one of the more talented players we have in the NFL, and you put him under that tutelage and that system. You got Jay Jettas there. Bro, I think the Minnesota Vikings, even with that, I think this team is going to be a team to be reckoned with. Because if this man is able to stay healthy and he's able to stay focused under O'Connell, I think they're going to be really good, J Bell.
Okay, I like this. I mean, I absolutely love this. We're talking about hope. You think about it, right? I always talk about the speed of trust coming in. Do you trust each other? Is there a situation where you feel like you can be developed because whoever is in control of the co the coach, coordinator, whatever, do they want the best out of you? And have you been humbled? Have you been humbled? Kyler Murray, he's going to respect Kevin O'Connell. Play the position. He understands how to adjust to what his quarterback does well. He's a great communicator. He gets him in there. And you're right. With Justin Jefferson, the guy can separate at the top of the route. He can be your, you can scheme him up, make it happen. I mean, I think this is going to be a deadly offense, and he's going to be told by his head coach, play caller, you don't have to win the game. You got to make the plays that are dialed up because this defense is going to cause havoc, right?
Flores, they extended Flores, so
And they,
that's a big deal.
what? And
Big
then,
deal.
if you don't like what you see, the threat of you running and your movement, I mean, these defenses cannot play you vanilla. And I just think it's going to be organized chaos. Organized on offense, chaos on defense is going to be outstanding. I can't wait to watch them play. And I can't wait to watch Kyler Murray, man. I love a good bounce back story. This is going to be great. And I think that's a good call with you. Hope for the Minnesota Vikings, OC. What do you think?
Hope for the Minnesota Vikings, and let's talk about hope for all the British coaches out there. Let's not forget about that, Jay Bell. Let's not forget about hope for all the British coaches out there. Our main man, Adam Doherty, Super Bowl champion, big time, an unbelievable season Seattle had. This guy has done the equivalent of I don't even know what to call it. You're talking about a guy who's from here, from the UK, sat in the office next to us, ascending the ranks. And all of a sudden, he is a Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator. Shout out to our main man, Adam, getting the job done.
Hey man, that's what called keeping it real goes right.
Yeah.
Keeping it real goes right because he always keeps it real. The one thing about him, knowing him personally like we do, is he's consistent in his behavior, his approach, who he is. He's content with the man he is, and he is all about the development of others. It isn't about self, it's selfless leadership. Because he is out to understand individuals individually. Like, I can't coach you all the same. I can't talk to you all the same. I can't treat you all the same. I'll treat you fair. I'll be me and I'll be consistent. Now, all those things go in with a great ability to understand the game, a great ability to study, evolve, all of those good things. But he, my friend, is showing us all what real leadership looks like. Leadership is stewarded. You are a steward. You are giving. You are making people better. You are making people evolve, and you are making people feel safe within that foundation. And I
Environment.
mean, amazing, man. Amazing what he's done. And you saw it from the jump, my brother.
Unbelievable. I did. And thankfully he proved us right. Nobody's surprised by what Adam's doing if you know him. But you said something interesting there. And I just have to latch on to that. You talked about evolution, evolving. And I guess we'll call this squeaky bum time.
Oh, we just got the pod back, OC. I thought you were gonna give me a week off. I thought you were gonna give me a week off before I had to go and get some get tighten up the hips.
Squeaky bum time, Jay Bell.
All right. So this is what the people really want. Shout out to Karen, our friend Karen. This is when she always taps into the podcast.
Let's talk about evolution.
I don't know where you're going, but I'm here for it.
So, as you know, right now in Iran, in the Middle East, there's a war going on. Tragic, tragic situation that's happening. But what I wanted to discuss was, how did we get there? How on earth did we get there? And in order to discuss that, I think we have to start at the very, very beginning, the election of Donald Trump. I know what a lot of you are thinking. Oh, see, what are your thoughts on that? First and foremost, I didn't vote. So that's my disclaimer. But if I did vote, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I wouldn't have voted for Donald Trump. Whoa, whoa. Let me explain myself. Let me explain myself. Give me a second so I can explain my thought process. The one thing that I always held dear to my heart was America being a democracy. I always held on fast to that. I was like, America is a democracy, whether you like it or whether you hate it. The United States of America is a democracy. Now, I grew up in an environment where there wasn't a democracy, military dictatorship. That's what I grew up in, Nigeria. That's what I knew. And the idea, the premise of America being a democracy where the common person gets their votes was appealing to me because of that. On one hand, especially in this past election anyway, you had a guy by the name of Donald Trump who, quite rightly so, was reviled by a lot of people for a lot of the things that he said and a lot of things that he did. I get that. And on the other hand, you had Kamala Harris, who personally I liked. And when she was coming up in the Democratic primaries, I said to myself, this is a special woman. I would like for this woman to win. In the Democratic primary, she got absolutely trounced. And I was like, well, okay, I guess they didn't want her. You know, didn't matter what I want. This is democracy, right? The Republican Party, it seemed everybody was against Donald Trump. But he still won the nomination. Yeah, the first one. He still won the nomination. The second one comes up. They go through another primary. He wins again. He gets the nomination. So in my head anyway, under my thinking, this was democracy in action. Because we can disagree with a lot of the things that he's saying. We cannot like a lot of the things that he's saying, but there is a portion of the country that did agree with what he's saying, and they chose to go in that direction. That's democracy. And on the other hand, it seemed like they just kind of hoisted. They said, you're going to be the nominee, which was Kamala. They said, you're going to be the nominee. There
when
wasn't
Biden,
really...
When Biden tried to, when Biden...
Exactly, exactly. So something about that didn't sit right with me. And even though I didn't necessarily agree or like a lot of the things that this man was talking about, the idea of the American democracy was still in my head. And I was like, well, we're going to have to live with the consequences of this, but this is democracy in action, right? Cool. So the man comes out and he's like, oh, we're not going to have any wars in the Middle East, no foreign wars. We're not going to send our people in to die in the Middle East. We're not going to do any of this nonsense and blah, blah, blah. All our people are this. The Republican Party drained the swamp. You guys are blah, 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 blah. We're not going to do this. We're going to release all the Epstein files. We're going to... I'm like, okay, well, I mean, cool. You know what I mean? I want those Epstein files released. I would love to see what was going on in there. I'm big against war. You understand what I'm trying to say? I believe America is by far the strongest military in the world. You don't need to go around fighting people all the time. Nobody can mess with you. Nobody can mess with you, right? So you don't need to do that. No. So I'm against war. And he's coming out and he's saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, take America out of war. But I'm like, okay, cool. This man gets elected, J-Bell.
Oh.
And immediately proceeds to do the exact opposite of every single thing he said. And I'm sitting there looking, and J-Bell, I'm looking around, I'm like, hey, am I going crazy here? You ran on, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to do this. You get in office, and you immediately do this, that, and this. It is literally the most bizarre thing I have ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of things, Jason. I've seen a lot of things. But what I've seen over this past year is the strangest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And I cannot make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Tribalism is real, isn't it? I mean, I think about it, and we could go so many different directions in this. We always like to put a little spin on it. And I'm like, you know, it's amazing the excuses you make for a family member, a friend. You know, I guarantee you, I could do some crazy stuff, and you'd be like, ain't no, what, don't talk about my guy like that. Check me, though. You'll check me. But because that's true friendship, true leadership, but you'll defend me. I feel like we got a situation where, you know, it's a lot of tribalism, you know, no checking. And then when you're surrounded by people that won't tell you the truth, we won't tell you the truth. It's not a good situation. What's interesting in all of this is you said something earlier, I'll go back to. And it's democracy. And you're right, you've taught me a lot because of how you've grown up, what you've seen, and you've allowed me a window into that, an insight. And you know, democracy works with an educated population, OC, because you think educated, informed populace makes probably the best decision. We have a full-fledged assault on education. Media, information, all of the things that are required for a proper democracy. Think about it. Think of, this is why I love sports. Think about a team. If a coach comes in and tells us one thing, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then he changes and he pivots and whatever, how quick has he lost the locker room?
Quickly.
It's over. And the owner finally it moves up, the owner sees it, whatever. That happens. If we go into a game, I don't care how you feel, what's the real information? What's the real numbers? What's really happening? We have to make a decision based on fact, right? Not on feeling. Right? That's how you win. That's how you go out there and execute. Not how you keep your job as a head coach or whatever else it takes to propel you to the heights you want to be. Back to Adam, you got to be selfless. You got to be about others. That's leadership. There's a lot we can learn from this. We're in this. You're right. It's tough. We can learn exactly what we want as a populace, as a people. Because to be led in a democracy properly, we need to be informed. We need to make the best decision. We need to choose the people that represent the people. And that's why there needs to be transparency. Because if you have an ulterior motive, and it's easy to find when you look at your financial, whatever financially you're associated with, we can see the decisions you make, but we don't have that transparency. So right now, we're functioning, we're on the field right now with no data.
Oh.
Intel, and they're making calls and they're changing every single week. I mean, even if the story was believable, we could, you know, people could rally behind it. At least you could be a good storyteller. You know, this is the confusing part. And I think right now a lot of people feel the same, but you know, people don't want to be, people do not want to feel guilty. People don't want to feel bad. People don't want to feel wrong. We'll see how it plays out, but this is. We talked about hope everywhere, man. I hope and I believe in humanity. And you said something a long time ago, I remember, about how most people want the same thing wherever you are in the world. And I remember you put a number on on being satisfied and you can actually do. And you know, people are trying to take care of their family, keep a roof over their head, keep them fed, you know, just take care of the basics, man. And have and it be fair. You know, most of us all want the same thing. I remember I read this article on this lady who had visited, I mean, so many countries, and they were asking what she learned. And she was like, you know, most people are the same everywhere. Most people are friendly, most people this, most people are that. So I'm hoping that in this time of uncertainty, that we as humans come together and say, hey, we might disagree with stuff, but let's find a way to make it as peaceful as possible, because this isn't the ship I want to be on, man. This isn't the waters are they're rocky, and for people like us with young kids, this is, we don't want them to inherit a world like that.
No, man, not at all. I'm tired, J-Bell. I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
when I like what, I'm on Twitter quite a bit. When I see the behavior of the governments, I'm like, I can't. It's like I can't wait for this phase to be over with. It just seems so
Oh, mean.
mean, dog. So mean.
Like,
And I'm like,
how do people that lean in on the fundamental beliefs and understandings of religion treat people like
how are
this?
they behaving like this?
Like, what is the first thing you put your child into school, and what are the first they're teaching them how to treat others? Hey, you don't do this. Hey, you shouldn't do this. Like, we've lost the art of being humans.
They're
Yes, they
posting
are.
on the White House official channels like video games of actual slaughter. This guy, whatever his name is, the Secretary of Defense, the way he talks, I'm looking at him, I'm like, what are you, what is this? What is this? What is this? Who is this appealing to? You know what I mean? It's man, it's heartbreaking, to be honest, to witness, and especially, coming from somebody who has lived outside of America and understands the way we looked at America. I wish you could just be in a different country at the time when I was and just see the way people, America was almost like God.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say? The shining lights, whether or not it was or wasn't, that's the way we looked and we admired Americans and and just to see what it's devolved into. And to be fair, we were warned about this. I was warned about this. I refused to look at it that way at the time, but I see it clearly now. I see it clear as day now, J Bell. Clear as day. They got to wrestle this thing away from this. They got to do it quick, man. Quick. Because it has devolved at a way and at such a rate that it's hard to understand. Hard to understand.
OC, we have 33 minutes, and I'm glad you got there and said what you said, because I'm gonna steal a little bit of your 72 seconds, okay?
Yeah, please do.
I'm
'Cause
still
I ain't got nothing else. You might as
no.
well close it. You might as well close it in 72, man. You do the 72 seconds.
Okay, so okay, let me actually put my stopwatch on 72 seconds. Go.
Yeah.
First of all, I miss you and I miss this. You're looking good. You're looking strong.
Like a supermodel?
You like a super for sure.
Okay,
Like you get
appreciate it.
super. You got a
Thank you.
15-pound window of fun. Can't wait for that. And you know what, man? I love this because we get a lot off our chest and we get to have these conversations with our people. And I'll say one thing. You know, at the end of the season, we like to shift from football. We've been so into it. We like to go into politics. We like to go into finance. We read books, all that. I'm reading an interesting book too now, on China, the U.S., how China's like thinks like engineers, U.S. thinks like lawyers. Really good
Let's get
book.
into that next time. Let's get
Okay,
into that one.
really good book. Very good book on just mindsets. But as my time is running out, I have never wanted to jump back into the NFL so quick. This off so quick. I literally was getting depressed reading all this stuff. Like, I
Yeah.
consume so much, and then I got to get out because my man, my 72 seconds is about to be up. But my goodness, thank goodness for sports because I need a break from all this. I love what's going on. Lock in with us. That's it, brother. That's the first one, man. We got a blast of social media. All the people that are on Twitter following OC say nice things. But we are back, my brother. Till next time, let's do this, man. The Jason and OC podcast is back to life.